主席先生、秘书长、各位同事，我很高兴作为中国国家主席习近平的特使参加峰会。
The Chinese government appreciates the initiative of Secretary General Ban Ki-moon of convening the summit. Responding to climate change is what China needs to do to achieve sustainable development at home, as well as to fulfill its due international responsibility.China has formulated and implemented the National Climate Change Program and the National Plan on Climate Change to make sure we will meet the target of cutting carbon intensity by 40 to 45% by 2020 from the 2005 level. In 2013,Carbon intensity in China was down by 28.5% from the 2005 level. According to a World Bank report, China contributed 58% of all the energy saved globally.Between 1991 and 2010. In 2013, they installed renewable power capacity in China, accounted for 24% of the world total. And the forest stock in China grew by 2 billion cubic meters from the 2005 level. China is also.The first among developing countries to control the air pollutant PM2.5. As a responsible major country, a major developing country, China will make even greater efforts to address climate change and take on international responsibilities.That are commensurate with our national conditions and actual capabilities. We will announce post-2020 actions on climate change as soon as we can to markedly reduce carbon intensity, increase the share of non-fossil fuels,and raise the forest stock. And we will also try to bring about the peaking of total CO2 emissions as early as possible. To promote South-South cooperation on climate changeI wish to announce here that China will double its annual financial support for the establishment of a South-South Cooperation Fund on climate change. In addition, China will provide $6 million to support the UN Secretary General in advancing South-South cooperation on climate change. Dear colleagues, China supports the 2015 Paris Conference in reaching an agreement as scheduled.To this end, I wish to make a three-point proposal. First, we need to stick to the UNFCCC framework, uphold the principles of common but differentiated responsibilities, equity, and respective capabilities, and fully, effectively, and continuously implement the UNFCCC. Second, we need to meet our respective commitments. In particular, developed countries need to truly intensify emission reduction and fulfill their obligations of providing financial support and technology transfer to developing countries. Third, we need to strengthen actions for the future. All countries need to follow the path of green and low carbon development that suits their national conditions, set forth post-2020 actions in light of actual circumstances, take more forceful measures, and strengthen practical cooperation. China is ready to work with other countries, shoulder responsibilities, and build a better future for mankind. Thank you.
I thank His Excellency, the Vice Premier of China, for his statement and commitment. Ladies and gentlemen,